You're listening to the Geocaching Podcast, a podcast about everything geocache.
So what is geocaching? I'm glad you asked what geocaching is. Geocaching is kind of a high-tech scavenger hunt. What you do is you go to the geocaching.com website, and you put in your zip code, and it'll show you all the caches that are around your area. And what a cache basically is it's a small Tupperware container that's hidden in a woods, somewhere else. There's different sizes. One of the sizes is Tupperware container, but then they also have micros, which are like film canisters and stuff like that. But so when you go to geocaching.com, that's geocaching.com, put in your zip code, you then go and it'll give you coordinates for where this box is hidden. So you put them in your GPS receiver, and it'll lead you to where it's hidden. Sounds fairly easy, right? It seems deceptively easy. But it's one thing to see where an item is, but it's a totally different story to actually get to where it's at. A lot of times, you only have an accuracy of 12 feet maximum on your GPS device, and that there's, different people may have hidden them differently, and so it may, you may not be so easy as you think. So, what else about geocaching? Basically, there's a lot of other things that go on to it too. When you find the box, you want to send a log there, and it's in the box. If you have a little trinket toy, like a McDonald's toy or something like that, you can go ahead and put that in there. You can take it out. There's other things called travel bugs, but we'll talk about that later. And you get back home, and you go back to the webpage for that cache, and you sign the log on the line, and then that keeps track of all your stats and all your stuff like that. So if you're a big stats person, you can see where you were, where you've been before and stuff like that. So it's a lot of fun. What I would do is I would check it out if I were you. Go to geocaching.com. You say, well, I don't have a GPS unit. GPS units range in price between $100 and $1,000, depending on what the capabilities that you're looking for and stuff like that. If you get the Garmin eTrax Legend, which is an excellent unit, I've used it before. Garmin eTrax, I'm sorry, not Legend. I currently have a little Garmin eTrax Legend. But the Garmin eTrax, it's a yellow basic unit, costs about $100. And you can get within usually about 20 feet of the geocache with that. Like I said, I have a Legend, which is blue, and it has a few more capabilities on it than just the plain eTrax. The more you pay for your GPS, the better features it has on it. Just the basic one is what you need. I mean, my actual first geocache I found without a GPS, the description in the log or the cache thing was quite that easy. It's really quite easy. But I would urge you to check out geocaching.com. Again, that's geocaching.com. Remember, this is a weekly recorded live geocache. I would urge you to tune in Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So you can participate live in this conversation. It's a good thing to do. If you have a TalkCast ID, you can participate with us. It's a TalkCast.com free ID. You can call in and you can be on the show with us. Or if during the week you want to just leave us a voicemail, you can call 206-350-3GPS. That's 206-350-3477. Or you can email us at xpunkx1@gmail.com. That's xpunkx1@gmail.com. To get our show notes here, you can go to geocachingpodcast.blogspot.com, geocaching podcast.blogspot.com. So you can contact us one of those ways. So remember to visit our show notes because we have lots of stuff, lots of links and stuff that's mentioned on the show. So, yeah. Just remember to go to those things. Thanks for tuning in for another episode of the Geocaching Podcast. We'll see you next time. Oh, 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 oh.